Welcome to the MedMan Podcast, a podcast focused on helping you level up your practice. I'm Jesse Arnoldson.
And I'm Jay Holmes. Through interviews with some of the most successful leaders in the industry, we help uncover resources, tools, and ideas to help you level up.
Thanks for tuning in, and we hope you enjoyed today's program. Hello, everybody, and welcome to the MedMan Podcast. I'm your host, Jesse Arnoldson. I'm joined today by a special guest, Shelby Sanderford from DocPace. That's one word, DocPace. She is the founder and CEO, and we're going to be able to jump into what kind of kickstarted her entrepreneurial career and where DocPace is going. Welcome to the show, Shelby.
Thank you, Jesse. I'm super excited to be here and can't wait to dive right into this.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, Shelby, I would love to get to know your story a little bit better. Why don't you tell us a little bit about what got you into healthcare and what got you on the entrepreneurial track rather than, you know, the normal working for somebody else or working up the management chain at a hospital? What took you down these paths?
So I actually always thought I wanted to be a doctor. So when I went to undergrad, I didn't think twice about it and went straight in as a pre-med student. And my junior year, I took a healthcare management class, and my professor opened my mind to a totally different path, and that is the business side of healthcare. So at the time, he was the president of a large hospital, and I was able to spend time shadowing him. And that's when I was really exposed to the inner workings of healthcare and all the challenges that our system has. And honestly, I was really frustrated. The hot topic was patient satisfaction. And I quite honestly just didn't understand why it was so challenging to satisfy patients.
It shouldn't be that
mind
hard,
you,
right?
No. And mind you, I am a millennial that lives in a world of convenience. Pretty much everything is accessible at the touch of a finger. So I kind of just decided to take matters into my own hands and wanted to figure out how to fix this patient satisfaction problem. And as it turns out, one of the most heavily weighted metrics for success is wait time. And that's actually where it all started. I wanted to create a solution that would eliminate wait times for patients and ultimately eliminate the need for waiting rooms. So that's when DocPace was born. And now we are 6 years later into the story.
I love it. I love it. One of our mutual friends is Jim Trounson, and he always talks about whether or not you can learn to be an entrepreneur. And I love your story of wanting to find a problem and solve it, and actually having the confidence that you can go out and solve it, that it's not just a problem you have to live with. I love it. Well, you have your mantra, you know, you want to eliminate wait rooms, you want to work on patient satisfaction, and you get DocPace going. Tell me a little bit about what it's like to go up against that beast or, you know, try and turn that large ship. How do you, you know, what did you run into when you were trying to solve this problem?
So as it turns out, it's not as simple as it might sound.
Right.
And I think in part that's really due to a lot of the challenges that we experience in healthcare today. And, you know, I'd like to take a moment here and touch on a couple of those. So
yeah, sure. Go ahead.
First, I think we have this increasing challenge for doctors to make money. So right. That causes them to double and triple book appointments, which leads to patients getting upset when they have to wait because their expectation has been set by every other industry that provides on-demand services. And then you have the payers who get penalized for the patient's perception of the care that's delivered. Right. So we have this system that has created quite a bit of misalignment, and that makes it really challenging to solve what seems like these really simple problems. You know, there's high market fragmentation with lots of players that all need to be incentivized in some way, shape, or form.
That's super interesting. Yeah. The misalignment there is obvious and it hurts everybody, right? But how do you,
it really does.
Yeah. How do you get around that?
So if we, you know, break it down for a moment and look at each of these challenges on their own, it's really difficult to fix one of them without looking at the picture as a whole. And sure, we can come in and we can put Band-Aid solutions and help patch the problems. But if we really want to resolve the issues, then we have to get down to the root problem. Okay. And so that's what I've spent quite a fair amount of time digging into and understanding. Why do we have all this misalignment and what's creating all these challenges?
When you, Shelby, when you say that you've dug in and been focusing a lot on the root problem, what have you learned along the way about what the root problem actually is? And why is it so hard for us to see it through all the other issues? How do you differentiate between a source problem, a root problem, and stuff that just is, I guess, symptomatic of that?
Mm-hmm. It's a great question. So to start, I've actually stepped out of healthcare and just said, okay, well, if we look at any successful company, 9 times out of 10, that company's success is based on their understanding of their customers' needs.
Okay.
And I think because of how fragmented and disjointed our system has become, it seems 9 times out of 10, we've lost sight of the patient's needs as an individual. And not because we aren't thinking about the patient. I 100% think we are. It's because we can't just satisfy the patient's needs. We have to align with the needs of the providers and the payers and the execs and the staff. So like, for example, if we just look at scheduling, it's very generalized across patients. Typically, we assume a new patient needs 30 minutes and a follow-up needs 15 minutes. Right. And the reason why we've designed it that way is because there's just so many moving parts we've had to. It's not possible for, you know, a human alone to handle all these moving parts. But what that's done is lost sight a bit about the patient as an individual. And so part of what we're doing is realigning those interests of the providers and the consumers in order to solve the patient's problems.
Have you ever heard of, is it compassion fatigue? It's kind of a similar concept where in order to do right by the patient, the provider or whoever it is, the caretaker of the patient kind of sacrifices themselves, right? And that can come in the form of staying later, anything that would lead to burnout. And so you're totally right. If you only focus on the patient, you kind of lose sight, I guess, making sure that the people who are taking care of the patient are in the best place to do so. If they're burned out, if they're not making it financially, they can't do right by the patient. And so it's a total contradiction, right? You have to realign those and not necessarily put one ahead of the other, because when you do that, if you just focus on the providers, then yeah, we're back to where we were before with patient dissatisfaction. Yeah. So how do you balance those out? How do you get them realigned? What are some steps there?
Yeah. So I think you just hit the nail on the head there with the fact that something always has to be compromised. And that's where the real challenge is. Like, how do you overcome that? How do you create a solution that eliminates compromises? And what we've done is really taken an analytical approach. So we're letting data kind of tell the story, if you will. And right. What that does is helps you really understand where are the gaps and where are the bottlenecks and how do we level those out? What you really want to do is create just a smooth running path rather than one that has random holes and bumps throughout it.
That makes sense. Well, I know that we're going to be jumping in episode 2 about DocPace's purpose, its evolution over the last year through COVID, and how, you know, DocPace actually realigns providers, payers, and patients. And I know we're going to jump into that in episode 2, so I don't want to give away too much in episode 1, but is there anything else, Shelby, any other nuggets of wisdom that you picked up along the way about what drives this misalignment or dissatisfaction amongst patients? Maybe touch a little bit more about why wait times and why waiting rooms and why all these things cause so much heartburn for poor patients.
So there's really two core things that we're looking at here. It's you either have one scenario where the doctor ends up with gaps in their schedule, and so they aren't able to maximize the number of patients they're seeing. Or on the other end of the spectrum, you end up with no gaps in the schedule, but a backlog of patients in a waiting room. And now you've got the doctor who's frustrated waiting for patients or the patient that's frustrated waiting for the doctor.
Right.
Yeah. And those are the two focuses that we are realigning and smoothing out, if you will.
Yeah, that makes sense. I'm thinking about our schedules and we try our best. You know, in the past, we've tried so hard to create schedule templates that address every potential scheduling issue out there. And then it becomes so complex that nobody can use it. Nobody can do it right. And it just causes clinical staff and front office staff to hate each other. And then we've gone the other path of, like you're saying, taking it more generic and breaking it into 15-minute slots and just trying our best to create a very efficient schedule. But the problem with being so efficient is the second that one patient takes too long, the rest of the day is shot. Or, you know, it just one grain of sand in the cog and the whole thing falls apart. You know, that's a real problem. And I feel like we do it better than the average. And we still struggle greatly with this same issue. And we're at the point, you know, where we have enough patients and we're being asked to take on more and more, that something's got to give. We've got to be able to have a system that is more intelligent, is more adaptive when things do go wrong, because they do go wrong. Each and every day we have something that could throw our schedule off. Yeah, we have to try something new. And so I think that that's where we go from here, right? Next episode, we're going to talk about how we actually solve this problem.
Yes, exactly. And I'll leave you with one last thought, that exactly what you just touched on. There are so many different moving parts and components of a schedule. And to try and play, the analogy I like to give is Tetris with your schedule.
Yes.
And get all exactly of the pieces to fall perfectly into place is just incredibly difficult. You have to get, you know, everything to line up and sync up perfectly in order for the day just to run smoothly through. So exactly. I'm excited to dive a little bit deeper into that in the next episode.
Awesome. Thank you, Shelby, for being on, and excited to have you back here in episode 2. Listeners, I hope that this hits home for you. If it doesn't, then, you know, maybe we should be interviewing you at this point, because I think that this is a common problem across all medical practices, and it's not something that we have to live with. There are solutions out there. And so, you know, tune back in for episode 2 a little bit later this week as we dive in with Shelby into how DocPace is solving this problem. Thanks, Shelby.
Thank you, Jesse.
And before you get too far, make sure you hit the subscribe button so you can stay up to date with all the latest information that comes out of the MedMan podcast. We'll see you next time.
Thanks for tuning into the MedMan podcast. We hope you enjoyed today's featured guest.
For the show notes, transcripts, resources, and everything else MedMan does to help you level up, be sure to visit us at medman.com.